This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The pioneering black men of the Yale class of 1970. They're among the most accomplished of their generation, but they're dying at three times the rate of their white classmates. We'll talk about why a little later in the show. But first, Anthony's got a different health story.
Here's a question that pits parental rights against medical ethics. If parents refuse to have their children vaccinated, is it ethical for a pediatrician to drop them as patients? The number of parents who refuse to get their kids vaccinated is on the rise, and a new study out this month suggests that a substantial minority of doctors dismiss these families from their practice. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, writes about this. And Carrie, first of all, the background of this story. It's the continued concern about vaccinations on the part of some parents, right?
Yes, on the part of some parents. It seems as if no matter how many scientific studies come out exonerating vaccines of any possible role in the autism epidemic that's in our country right now, many parents continue to fear the shots, even in the total absence of any scientific evidence.
And in the presence of a lot of evidence that these shots are useful, right?
Yes. In fact, many people consider them the greatest public health intervention ever, except for clean water. That is.
So how are pediatricians responding to this? You talked to one experienced pediatrician in Beverly. Tell us how he responded and why.
That's right. I talked to Dr. Ian Sclaver, a very experienced and excellent pediatrician at Garden City Pediatrics in Beverly, Mass. And he told me that in rare instances, he has, in fact, felt like he had to ask a handful of patients to leave. He says that he would do his very best to persuade them to have the vaccines, but if they absolutely would not be budged and they would not reconsider, even in the face of overwhelming scientific information and his own strongly held beliefs as a doctor, then he would tell them that he thought their decision was leaving their child at risk of grave harm, and he didn't want to be part of that decision. And also he says that he figures that he has to consider the other children in his waiting room, because an unimmunized child would be likelier to put them at risk as well. Some kids are too young to be vaccinated fully.
So there's a case of a doctor telling a family he's not going to treat them. How common is this approach?
Well, in fact, we just got some data on that. There's a study out just this month in the American Journal of Prevention that found that among pediatricians, 25% either sometimes, often, or always do drop, or as they say, dismiss patients from their practices because of refusal to get vaccines.
Well, this all raises a sort of thorny medical ethical issue, doesn't it? I mean, on the one side, these doctors have their convictions and their medical science to back them up. But on the other side, the idea of dropping patients, of essentially abandoning them, raises some real questions as well. I'm wondering if there's any consensus among doctors when they can or should drop patients like this.
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends against dropping patients. It says you're supposed to keep up the relationship and keep pushing for the vaccines. But it seems like in general, the debate is still very ongoing. It's a very hot topic, and it does bedevil pediatricians. I did talk to Dr. Ben Kruskal, who's at Harvard Vanguard Medical Associates. He said that a while ago, they actually took this issue on head on, and they decided to have a big meeting with a couple of ethicists and really hash it through. And they ended up deciding not to drop patients because they felt like the central issue was sort of patient autonomy, this feeling that the parents have the right, except for in very extreme circumstances, to decide what's best for their own child. And so they decided against choosing to drop patients. But Dr. Kruskal said that if there come to be more and more unvaccinated children, and so the risk rises in the waiting room, then they may need to rethink it.
So, Carrie, is that the case? Are less and less kids actually getting vaccinated?
Well, yes. According to this new paper in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, the survey found that, in fact, nearly 80% of pediatricians report that they get at least one vaccine refusal a month, and about a tenth of them report that they get way more than one. And, you know, one note is that this is really a problem for pediatricians. In fact, this same survey found that nearly half of them say that this whole vaccine issue has made their job less satisfying.
I mean, I would think that dropping patients at the very least would send a strong message about how important this issue is. What other tools, I guess, are available to doctors to get that message across?
Yes. Well, first of all, one of the problems is that we don't know what the most effective way is to get these parents to reconsider. And in fact, the author of this journal article in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine said that she thinks that it's possible. We just don't know that, in fact, dropping patients gets across to them just how strong your message is, that this is your very best tool as a pediatrician. They're not letting you use it, and you just can't go along with that. Mm. But we don't know. There is no data on what the most effective ways are to get families to reconsider.
Well, it's a fascinating issue and one that prompts, I guess, a real heated debate. Give us a sense of what kind of feedback you've gotten on your blog.
Yes. Well, we, you know, normally on Common Health, we get a sprinkling of comments, but to this particular post, we've gotten more than 80. And much of it is the usual sort of rehash of the question of whether there's a link between autism and vaccines. But there were also just sort of general opinions that I'd say break down into sort of the side that says, well, how dare you deprive a child of treatment when it's, in fact, it's their parents who are deciding not to get them vaccinated, and how can you withdraw your treatment from them or abandon them? And then the other side, there's a fairly significant side that says you must participate in this huge public health intervention. And if you don't, you're endangering the people around you. And therefore, you know, I would be perfectly happy not to have you and your children in my waiting room near my kids, possibly infecting them.
Well, listeners, you can join the debate yourselves. You can find a link on our website, radioboston.org. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, the first new blockbuster drug brought to market by a Massachusetts company in nearly a decade. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.